Can't you see why I'm happy?
Amen.
For I've accepted the word of the Lord. Oh, the revealed word that was spoken by the prophet.
Happiest people on the face of the earth today, Lord. To know this message is the very thoughts of God. Not the words of man. Not the idea of man. But the word of God. Spoken and revealed to the bride of Jesus Christ in this end time. There's never been a day like this day that this word has been revealed and manifested in human flesh. He said he come first in a man. He come second in a man. In the form of John the Baptist in the man. And the Son of Man revealing himself in human flesh again. And now in our human flesh. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, what can we do for you, Lord? We love you, Lord Jesus.
We'll give all the glory to Jesus and tell of his love. And tell of his love. We'll give the glory to Jesus.
Mike Epling, if you'd come up and dismiss us with a word of prayer this afternoon. Aren't you thankful to be in the presence of God today? Thank you, Lord Jesus. bow our heads.
Heavenly Father, we're thankful again, Lord, to have had this opportunity to be in your house and fellowship with thee. And Lord, the question was once asked in Scripture, what went ye out to see, a prophet? And yea, I say unto thee, more than a prophet. And Branham Tabernacle, what did you come out to hear this evening? A prophet? Yea, I say unto thee, more than a prophet. For the Son of Man has come down among us and has broken the word of life to us this evening. How thankful we are for that. And Lord, we ask that that word would find a resting place in each and every heart. May it bring forth lives that are dedicated and consecrated to thee. And Lord, we bring this congregation before you, Lord. We love them. Lord, we know you love them both here and out there on the broadcast. We believe it's a portion of the bride of Christ. We just ask, Lord, that you'd be with them. I think if we could see in their heart, we'd see their love for you, Father. For Lord, you first loved us. You came down from the portals of glory and put on flesh and died on a cross that we might have forgiveness of sins. And Lord, you, even Lord Jesus, the only thing you asked the Father was where you were, that we might be with you. And how that thrills us, dear Lord Jesus. Fathers, we prepare to dismiss from the building. We just ask that the Holy Spirit might go with each person as we go into the workplace or school or the shopping, whatever we, wherever we go. May the world not see us, but may they see Jesus Christ living through us. That's our prayer. Be with each one. Protect them, lead them, and guide them. In Jesus Christ's name we ask. Amen.
Just any day now, our Lord is coming. He'll be returning for you and me. Oh, just any day now, our Lord is coming. He'll be returning for you and me.
Thank you, Lord. Truly, it's any day.
Just any day now.
Any day, Lord.
Our Lord is coming. He'll be returning for you and me.
Thanking the Lord for any day now, our Lord is coming. He'll be returning for you and for me. Is that a reality to you today? Truly, as he said from the beginning, did not our hearts burn within us as he, the Son of Man, walked with us today, revealing his word to our heart and our mind. thank you, Lord, once again for another red letter day, Lord, to tell me who I am. I love you, Lord. Bless your people and be with them. May his sweet Holy Spirit be with you. Guide you, direct you, comfort you. May you be uplifted. God bless you. You're dismissed.